We've got controversy coming up at 4:45. I just gonna sit back. A Madden adjacent fight, but also one that's really. I don't get to sit back, Anthony. We need. I don't know what they're called. Whatever, like the kind of wig that George Washington wore, that like judges wear.
Oh yeah.
I need that and a gavel and a order. I get to decide who's right in the dispute between. It's Craig's court. Ooh, that's a segment idea.
I'm looking forward to it.
So Craig's court coming up. It's open for session. Coming up in 4:45. I feel like Linnell wants to take every problem he has, and he probably wants to come to my courtroom. Doesn't realize he's just going to get slapped down a lot. Anyway, last night, WNBA Finals Game 3. And I tweeted out at the end of this one, Anthony, Game 1, meet Game 3, handshake, games that the road team had no business winning. That was absolutely a wild game, but it is an especially wild game considering in Game 1 of this series, the Minnesota Lynx were down 18 on the road in New York. They come back, in part, are able to win the game thanks to a ridiculously silly foul by Sabrina Ionescu on Courtney Williams for a four-point play in the final seconds of the game, which is the first time Minnesota led in the whole thing. Then ultimately, they win in overtime. Well, last night, Minnesota, who had started horrendously in both games this series before mounting comebacks, started on fire at home. They're up 28-18 after the first quarter. But a slow second quarter, they only have an eight-point lead at half. New York comes out in the third and comes back. But in a game where, at one point, New York trailed by 15 points, Breanna Stewart was awesome, but slows her scoring in the fourth quarter. And Sabrina Ionescu, who had been absolutely terrible all night long from the field, she had like 2 points, hits two of, I don't know, the best shots in WNBA history, arguably. Like, huge monster three, and then another one from the logo to seal it. In what is, Ryan Rucco, by the way, what a call in the moment to go the biggest shot in New York Liberty history. And now all of a sudden they're on the verge of winning a championship. First of all, cold shot. I'm not like the world's biggest Sabrina Ionescu fan. Respect. What are you going to say? That is a ridiculously icy shot. And two, oh my God, how did they win that game? They were down 15. Well done for a team whose toughness was definitely under question after that game one loss.
To be honest, Craig, I think the Lynx comeback win in game one was a little bit more surprising than...
Of course. You know, New York's the number one seed. They're at home.
I wouldn't even attribute it to that. It's more so the Liberty actually had a 15-point lead with 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter.
That's a fair point.
As opposed to, Lynx getting
out. No doubt, yeah. Minnesota's comeback is better.
Yeah.
But this one could be the one that changes the series if they can win one of the next two games, which they can either win on the road tomorrow night or they can win at home on Sunday.
Yeah. The game was crazy. The shot by Sabrina, man, from the logo, when you had 10 seconds to get a better shot, get downhill to do anything, and that's what you settled for, I think that is the greatness that, again, like, people are seemingly missing when they don't tune into these games. These are the shots we see Steph Curry, LeBron James, Devin Booker, Damian Lillard. We see these guys make those shots. Guess what? The women are also doing these shots. I mean, making these shots. And it's just awesome to see. I think this is a game the Lynx will definitely look back on and say, we should have had this one down the stretch.
No doubt.
They had some calls, though, that did not go their way, though, Craig.
They did not. Unfortunately, this is a part of sports. It's like,
it
you're going to have calls that don't go your way. They had a couple, and frankly, in the game that they won in game one, it was crazy. New York has definitely gotten a couple of the key things to go their way in this series. And, you know, there's one, it's kind of funny, because I actually thought it was good defense, too, but there's one in the fourth quarter initially, and they're doing the slow-mo replay as they go to break. And we've all seen this, right? Slow-mo replay, you're going to break. The color commentator, like Mark Jackson used to be the king of this. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, he hit the, mama, there goes that man again, right? Like, but he narrate the replay. Yep. And you all of a sudden see on this slow-mo replay that wasn't Brianna Stewart's fifth block of the game.
Nope.
That was a missed foul call. And Rebecca Lobo just goes, ooh, and the high five. Go to commercial break. That's not going to help any of the ESPN has it in the bag for no. The Liberty takes. They definitely had a couple. Minnesota coach Cheryl Reeve, after the game, to her credit, was like, I don't think my star, Nafisa Collier, gets the same whistle as their star.
None.
And I respect that because what she's trying to do is work the refs for the next one. And that's the right thing to do. But the refs also need to get it right. But I think the bigger thing in this game that they couldn't control was not the, like, obviously a couple of shots, a couple of Courtney Williams, like, you're always living on a knife's edge with her where she's really aggressive and it can bail you out of some spots, but it also gets you some shots that go up and you're like,
yeah,
I think we could have gotten a better look there, Court. So, but she's been way more good than bad in the series by a lot. So there's like a couple of stretches of play for sure. But the game changed tremendously when Alana Smith went out. Alana Smith in this game, and plus minus in single game is always a little funny.
Yeah.
But like, this is a big number. Okay. No one else in the entire game, I guess Kayla Thornton wound up being a plus 12 for New York in 12 minutes coming off the bench. So that was a huge, huge stretch that she gave. No one else in the game either way was double digits plus minus, except for Alana Smith, who is a plus 20, and then our old friend Maisha Hines-Allen, unfortunately, is a minus 19. Because now, all of a sudden, she's stuck playing center, and that's really not where she's best, mm-hmm. especially against Jonquel Jones. That is a matchup that they don't want Maisha Hines-Allen to have to play, and she got stuck there. And Alana Smith, like, not a huge stat night. You know, she's got 2 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, but, like, she's a threat from the perimeter. She does move the ball well with those 4 assists for a big in just 20 minutes. Like, she's a rebounder, and her size on Jonquel Jones, like, gets everybody where they need to be. And all of a sudden, Nafisa Collier's got a lot bigger load to try to manage. You know, Stewie has found ways in this series to get her shot off. Last night, you know, she's only 9 for 20, but she goes to the free throw line 10 times. Just super aggressive. 30 points, 11 rebounds. They have this amazing clip of her on the bench saying, we are not losing this bleeping game. And sure enough, at the end, they do enough, and Sabrina's in a position to hit the shot. And you got to give her a ton of credit because, there's a lot of great players in this league. A lot of great shooters. I don't know how many I would take over Ionescu in a big spot because her self-belief is so extraordinarily high. Whether it's true or not, and it becomes self-fulfilling to an extent, she believes that she was made for those moments,
mm-hmm.
and thus she is not afraid to take them. And when she had 3 shots late in this game, one went in, the first one went in, the second one went in and out, and she was laughing. And she's just like, what are you going to do? The ball was literally halfway in. And the next one, logo, bang, bang, night, night. And all of a sudden, Minnesota is going to have to fend off elimination to force a Game 5 in New York. Or New York's finally, after in their 7th attempt in the finals, going to win a WNBA championship.
Yeah, and I think the good thing about Sabrina also, and it's worked well for her all season long, just her, you know, taking her time running the offense. Like, she didn't shoot almost damn
near the stuff.
Entire, like, first quarter. But she still had an impact on the game. And that just speaks to, you know, the depth of this team. You know, Stewie, she's going to go out there. She's going to get her 30-piece. But Sabrina, you know, when the lights are the brightest and they need, you know, a shot or a bucket, they can turn to her. So, super shout-out to the Liberty. Hopefully they do end up getting it done. I'm rooting for the Lynx still. I think they're going to have something to say in Game 4 before they eventually, you know, if necessary, have to head back to New York.
I would love a game. Give me a Game 5. I would like that. I'm a Lynx fan in this one. I would like them to win. But just give me a Game 5 at the very least.
When would Game 5 be?
Sunday, unfortunately.
Ain't no way.
Yeah.
2-2-2.
Huh?
So they played yesterday. They're gonna play. Friday.
Bro.
And then they're going to play again on Sunday?
They're getting 1.5 million viewers on ESPN on Sunday. Like, yeah, it's going to be 2 million Dang. People that watch that game five in the middle of an NFL Sunday. Especially this NFL Sunday, by the way, because there's a lot of crap games.
Yeah.
Championship on the line? Like, I'm going to be ticked because I might have to get to Northwest Stadium at like 2 o'clock so I make sure I can sit down and watch that one.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, look, Jaden scored again. All right, back to the fourth quarter. All right, it's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And when we get back, we have our first ever edition of Craig's Court. I have to rule on a complaint against Anthony Haney. Bum, bum, bum.